Hello and welcome back to another edition of Telescope Man. Well, today Telescope Man is going to do a little ranting and raving about the continuing same questions that we get all the time from beginners. So if you don't like a rant and a rave, then you can turn off this podcast right now. Anyway, there's some questions that we keep getting over and over and over again ad nauseum, revolve around usually beginners with their first telescope. And, you know, they went out to eBay and they bought this $49 telescope and they're wondering what galaxies they can see, all right, with this $49 60 millimeter or 50 millimeter telescope. First place, you're not going to see any galaxies, okay? There's probably only one or two out of millions of galaxies that you're going to be able to see, and that is probably going to be M31 and maybe M81 would probably be the only two that you're going to be able to see in that 50 millimeter or 60 millimeter refractor, and you're going to have to point that thing directly at that galaxy. Okay. The other thing that beginners don't realize is that every telescope has an extremely small field of view. So, you know, they can be right next to the object that they're looking for, and they're not going to see anything in the eyepiece, and this really frustrates them. But you got to remember that objects in the sky are very tiny, and many of them are very dim. You know, you got to point that scope right at them, or you're not going to see anything. Sorry about that, but that's just the way it is. So when you look through a telescope from a regular seasoned amateur astronomer, and he's showing you a star cluster with a whole bunch of stars in it, what the first thing that probably goes through your mind is, I got to buy me one of these so I can just point it straight up and see all these things. Well, that's just not going to happen. That amateur astronomer has pointed that scope quite accurately at that single object, which is smaller than the tip of your finger held at arm's length. So you could be off the tip of your finger and you wouldn't see all those stars. All those stars are in that one little bitty spot. The other question that we get all the time from beginners is, I just bought this telescope and everything is upside down. Yeah, that's right. Virtually every telescope is going to show you an image that's either upside down and or flipped over backwards, inverted. You know, that's normal. They all do that. Okay, what you were probably looking for was a spotting scope that you could point at some eagle sitting up in a tree and see it, but that's not what you bought. You bought an astronomical telescope. And the reason it's showing you an inverted image is to fix that image would require more lenses. Time you add glass to the optical train, you know, you could get a decrease in light throughput. So astronomical telescopes just leave the image alone with the least amount of light loss, and it's going to be flipped or it's going to be reversed, like looking in a mirror, but that's perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with your telescope. If you want to use it to look at a ship at sea or a church off in the distance or something, you're going to have to go buy what's called an erecting prism diagonal. An erecting prism diagonal. And these run $30 or $40, something like that, for a fairly good one. Now, that might be more than you just paid for that telescope. So, again, you need to do some investigation and reading before you buy a telescope. One of the best places to do that is on astronomyforum.net. Astronomyforum.net. Very friendly place for beginners. No one's going to make fun of you, regardless of the questions that you ask, even if you ask us these questions again, okay, which we get usually on a daily basis. Don't feel bashful. Jump on to astronomyforum.net, register for free, introduce yourself, and post up your questions, usually in the beginner's forum that's available there. Be sure, too, that at the at the top of the Beginners Forum, we've pinned up some good information for beginners, and we've pinned it in such a way that it'll stay at the top of the Beginners Forum. So we try to do that. We try to pick out those postings that have a lot of good information in them and sticky them to the top of the forum so that it's easy to find. So be sure you read those first. The answer to your question might just be right there, already posted up. The two or three things that Telescope Man's ranting about today is, I can't see anything in my telescope. Yeah, that's right. You got to take the lens cap off sometimes. Or, everything is upside down. My scope must be broken. No, it's not. Anyway, y'all have a good day, and I'll, as I always say, clear skies, and remember to keep looking up to see the greatest show on Earth right over your head every single night. See y'all later.